Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the National Collegiate Athletic Association.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're only halfway through the week, and it has been a whirlwind so far. Last night, Donald Trump announced Neil Gorsuch as his Supreme Court pick. While there will certainly be a lot of hemming and hawing about Gorsuch on the left, we expect him to get confirmed. So far, seven Democratic senators have gone on the record saying they won't filibuster Trump's nominee.
The Washington Post has the details on the team that will shepherd Gorsuch through the Senate. Former New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte will serve as his so-called Sherpa, personally introducing him to senators and leading him through the confirmation process. Others involved include Makan Del-Rahim, currently Director of Nominations for the White House Legislative Affairs Office, Elizabeth Taylor, former aide to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Rick Dearborn, Mark Short, and Ron Bongean will also be involved.
We are out with a new Politico Morning Consult poll this AM that found 1 in 4 voters believe Trump's unsupported voter fraud claims. But more people believe that Trump actually benefited from any electoral malfeasance than Hillary Clinton. The same poll found that 49% of voters approve of how Trump is handling his job, with 41% disapproving.
On the personnel front, Ben Howard, who ran the House floor for House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, is jumping to Trump's Legislative Affairs Office. And Judy Woodruff will interview Mike Pence today, his first interview since inauguration. It will air Wednesday night. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.